Hey everybody, happy Thursday and welcome back to
Dear
Dear Mama.
Mama, hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey guys.
All right, I am excited for today. We're gonna have a little fun with y'all. Still, trying to let y'all get to know us a little bit.
Okay, so today, basically, because y'all are, I mean, we didn't already let y'all in our business at
Yeah,
this
like
point.
totally in our
So
business.
it's only right that we let y'all know a little bit about who we actually are, the things that we like. So we're doing top fives today.
Woo. I'm excited for this. 'Cause I think I know your top fives, but let's see if you can
That's
surprise
crazy because
me.
I saw a little meme and the girl was like, basically, only my real friends that know the answer to this. And I went through those questions and I was just like, who? Like, I don't even know this about some of my best friends. So let me let them know this about me at this point. Yes. I was like, ooh, is this like how you determine if you know someone? Because really?
I want to see the meme. You got to send that to me.
Yeah, I will if I when I find it.
Okay, so let's get started.
All righty.
All right, so top fives. What are your top five movies?
Well, of course, Friday. That's like my number one classic.
I knew it's one more that I absolutely know is in your top five. I'm gonna see if you say it. I knew Friday was in there.
I want to hear what you're gonna say.
Aladdin.
No. I mean, I liked
Really?
it as a kid, but I didn't even really like the real, what they call it?
The movie, like the one with Will
Yeah, like
Smith?
the with the real people. Yeah, I didn't really like that one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I'm way off. Go ahead. Let me see what your other ones are.
Okay, so Friday, Five Heartbeats.
Five heartbeats. Yep.
I'm gonna do, I still really love soul food.
Soul Food is like maybe top 15. No, top 10 for me.
Life.
Oh my God. All these movies she's named and y'all she knows word for word. Like she could have written them.
Yeah. Okay, how many is that? I said
Or.
Friday.
You said Friday, the five heartbeats. Ooh, life and soul food.
And maybe poetic justice.
Poetic, really? I've never seen you even watch Poetic Justice. Really?
Well, mine, like, it wasn't appropriate for me to be watching around the time I was watching Life and stuff.
And
But
Friday,
I
y'all,
think,
she was like, how old were you when Friday
yeah, now
came
we ain't
out?
had no business watching that either. Clearly, and reciting it.
It was so funny because you, Tina and Britt, those are my nieces, y'all. Used to sit around and just like go through the whole movie from beginning to end, like reciting all the lines. It was hilarious. And she was like, were you like middle school when Friday came out? It was crazy.
I think I was younger than that.
You were younger
Because
than middle
we have
school?
no business yet. Yeah, cause I had to be younger because I remember that that this time they were still staying in the wheels, and we went to the store, and D tripped me up to my remember this like Craig did, and I feel slapped on the floor in the store.
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, ask him next time we meet again. We gonna talk about that one. Because he did trip me right in the middle. Like, we were in the front. You know how in the front of the store where the door is, like, everybody's always watching that area. So we were, like, walking out of the store, and he was like, remember this? And I fell right on the floor.
I do not re I've never heard this story. I was gonna say, I
Yeah.
do not remember that because I've never heard this story. But yeah, y'all were way too young and were watching it like every day. Like it was crazy.
Yeah.
I had it on VHS and DVD.
Oh, let me get one. Let me get the DVD.
Well, then what I'm gonna watch?
Well, you got a VHS. What you saving it for?
Don't have a VHS.
You just said you got it on
No, I
VHS
do
and
have it
DVD.
on VHS, but what am I gonna watch it on?
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. What you saving that one for?
Oh no, I just got it.
Wow.
Okay, let me give you my top five.
Okay.
My top five movies.
I think I know yours for real.
You know my top, my number one. What's my number one?
Color Purple.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
You told Harpo to beat me. Yeah,
I feel
number
like I
one.
should not have been reciting lines or quoting the Color Purple as a kid, and that was life for me.
I still watch it every time it comes on, like every single time. Like when there is absolutely positively nothing on TV, I look for the color purple.
Okay.
And definitely Coming to America.
I know that too.
Yeah. Definitely Coming to America. Here's one I'm really surprised that you didn't say. The Wiz is one of my favorite movies of all times.
Oh
Definitely
yeah, it's
top
crazy
five.
too. It's not really one of my favorites anymore because I think I just kind of like wore myself out. But I do look at it totally differently now, and so I want to watch it.
So you don't want to watch it?
No, I do. So I do want
Oh.
to watch it again, like from that perspective.
Oh. What perspective? I want to know what changed.
Basically, the symbolism. I can't really get into it, but yeah, the symbolism. Just go look it up. Just Google like symbolism of the Wizard of Oz. And I saw somebody say that the Wiz, like the black version, really pulled on those core values, basically. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I really want to see it again now. Even though I
Yeah.
know it, like front to back, but I just want to see it.
Like I like the Wizard of Oz, but I love the Wiz. Like
Yeah.
I love the Wiz. I even liked the Wiz, you know how they do the live versions on TV? The one with Neo when Neo was the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
It was so good. I love the Wiz. Okay, let's see. What I said, come the color purple, Coming to America, The Wiz. Oh, yeah, the one that I want. Honey,
I'm surprised you didn't say that
the
like second.
want. Grease. That is
Yeah.
my movie. Oh my gosh. Love Grease. And I would say rounding out my top five, Pretty Woman.
Oh yeah, another classic. That's definitely classic.
Yeah, I could watch. I can watch Pretty Woman like every single time it comes on. Like if it comes on today at 8, I'm gonna watch it. And then if it comes back on at like 10, I'm gonna watch it again.
Really?
Like, yeah. I love that movie. Those are my top five movies.
I wasn't even thinking Pretty Woman, but I knew for sure you were going to say Color Purple and Coming to America.
Yeah, I should have known you were going to say Life, because you still quote Life.
And The Thin Line Between Love and Hate was on my list of my favorites, because at this point I just had to write down everything that I love and then just choose. But I was like, I cannot put all these Martin movies. Like, I really have a true obsession with this guy.
Wait, you do. She watches.
Because I'm like, dang, is he this funny where I just like everything that he touches?
Yeah. She still watches his TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, like they're brand spanking new, and she laughs at them, like, every single time. Like, she had never, ever seen them before. Like, ever. It's so crazy to see her watch Martin. Like, if there's nothing on TV, she gonna find Martin.
And my household hates it. They're like, oh my gosh. I wonder if he knows, like, there's a person in the world in 2021 who still loves this. Like, he just released it.
That's crazy. You know another movie that you really love? It may not be your top five, but it's another Martin movie, which is absolutely crazy. Bad Boys 2.
Right.
That's something you used to watch over and over and over and over.
Yeah, I can still watch that. And then it's crazy because my family likes it too. So anytime we see it, and you know, usually if it's on TV, it's kind of okay for the kids. So we'll just watch it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, yes. I can just imagine what a person would be like in the house, in my house, who doesn't like Martin. Like, what would you do?
I don't know. Drive. It used to drive me crazy.
Like, what exactly would you do?
I can imagine that if they don't like Martin, that is driving somebody crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? We're going to do some more top fives?
Yeah, what about... what's your top five songs? And I didn't know if we were talking like of all time or like a right now. So I did of all time. So
yeah, I did of all time too.
Okay.
I'm thinking all time. And so I'd say Human Nature by Michael Jackson. If they say why? Tell them
okay,
it's
like
human
that.
Nature. Why? That's like I stop. Like if I'm driving, I turn it all the way up when it comes on. And if I'm looking, like if I'm cleaning or if I'm looking for you know, something to listen to, like I go straight to Human Nature. Like that is like one of my favorite songs. I'd say another one's a gospel song. Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams.
That's a good one. See, Ma, you got deep. My list goes out like a heathen.
Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams. Actually, you know, like, that's my song with, you remember Leonard?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard is just a really good friend of mine, y'all. Like, he's just,
you said it like, you remember Leonard? My old bae.
That's why I'm clarifying it. Leonard is just like a really, really good friend of mine, and he and I used to listen. Like, we were both going through something. We used to work together, and we were both going through something at the job, like at the same time. And this song, we talked about this song and the meaning behind it, and so it just, like, I used to like listen to it all the time. And so now when I hear it, I think about Leonard. And like, it, like, if I really just want to get like deep into worship, it's like one of the songs that I listen to. So yeah, wow. Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams. And so a few years ago, I went to Baltimore with a friend, and you know, who shall remain nameless. And we went to this Men of Soul concert with Jeffrey Osborne, Freddie Jackson, and Howard Hewitt.
I know
what you think. I know what you just thought of. We're going to get to that. The Woo Woo song. You should be mine. Anything you want. You've got to fortify my love. You fortify me. Can you woo woo woo?
I was wondering when the woo woo was coming. I did not know that was the rest of the words.
Yeah.
I only know can you woo woo woo.
Yes. The name of the song is actually You Should Be Mine by Jeffrey. It's like one of my favorite songs of all time. I actually have two friends that call me woo woo or woo because of that song.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Can we even know the backstory? Or like, no?
No, I just, okay, so after I got back from, you know, I make friends everywhere I work. It's so crazy because, like, I don't work none of them places no more, and I still have friends from, like, we're still, like, everywhere. Friends. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, I meet somebody, and we become really close friends. So when I got back from Baltimore, I was talking about the concert, and I was just walking around singing this song, and I was like, this is like one of my favorite songs anyway. And I was just like, oh my gosh, to see him perform it live. I was like so excited that I actually got to see him perform this song live. And I was young, like a little girl when the song came out, like teenager, maybe like middle school. And I just love this song. And so they started calling me Woo, Regina and Tiffany. I said those names because I know you would know them. Audience won't know. Right. And then so they started calling me Woo or Woo Woo.
Really?
Because of the song. So I said, Human Nature, Open My Heart, the Woo Woo song. Oh, yes. This is like favorite song of all time. You remember how much I used to love Renegade?
Oh, Eminem. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, y'all, I went on a field trip.
Oh, Lord.
You were in middle school. You remember this?
Like, and it was yesterday. I think if I was to speak to either one of them right now, they would know exactly what you're about to say.
Two of Bella's classmates and I were singing Renegade on the bus. It's so crazy.
A chaperone, y'all.
It really was, because they were in middle school, and y'all know how many curse words is in that song?
Exactly.
They didn't say, they were respectful though. They didn't say the curse words, and I didn't either. Right. But the fact that we were actually singing the song, like we kept singing it too. And they just thought I was like the coolest because like I was like singing Jay-Z and Eminem. It was crazy. That's like one of my favorite songs of all time.
I don't see them often because even though we were like super close like that, I don't really speak to them like that, but I'm sure if I was to bring it up or mention it, they would know exactly what I'm talking about.
That is so crazy, because I'm friends with one of them on Facebook. I need to just shoot him an inbox message and see.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll remember.
If he remembers
They would talk about it like, you know, I haven't really seen them a lot, but maybe a couple times since I've been an adult. And the one time I remember for sure, one of them was like, how your mama? She still be listening to that Jay-Z? And I'm just like, what? Are you kidding me?
I am a kind of a Jay-Z super fan.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't have another song that I just I don't know.
You like Savage.
I do like Savage. I like the dance more so than the action. You know what? Nope. I like the remix. Because I'm not like a I'm not a part of the Beehive. A huge Beyonce fan. But her verses in that song are like so lit. Like
really?
They are. So yeah, I'll say Savage is like top five. The remix.
Okay.
Definitely top five. What are your top five? Let's see how much of a heathen you are.
Clearly, I'm a heathen. And I don't really have any old school songs either, so I guess mine really ain't of all time. Maybe it started about, my list started about 2006, like college and beyond.
And these are probably
well, not even
songs.
College. No, this is like more recent than that. Okay,
these
but anyway, my
songs, I don't know. You said all time though, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's like my what's the first song you said that
Human
when
nature.
You get in the car and you're looking for something to listen to, you just turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Human nature.
This is my bet, and it's Lil Baby and 42 Doug. We pay.
I don't even know that song. Go ahead.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, we paid.
I don't know that. I need to know all the songs that I don't even know.
Okay, so that, we paid. Force MDs, Tender Love.
Oh, yeah. Was that the song where you asked your oldest, when you told your oldest, listen, they about to break it down. And he was like, they didn't break it down, mama.
No, I think that was, Confunction. I think it was this Love Train.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Tender Love. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, I love Tender Love. Like, I just be randomly busting out listening to it like it just came out.
Okay, that's a song that I know. Okay.
Another all-time favorite, even though like both of them have me kind of like iffy on a personal level, that Jay and Kanye Otis, I don't know, it just takes me there. Like when I'm in the car, I go like 95.
It does.
It just takes me there. It's just like the beat mixed with the lyrics and the realness of the lyrics. I don't know, it just takes me there. Like, yeah. I automatically be speeding, and it's like, oh, like, after the song goes off, I have to realize
that you're in the car with your kids,
right?
And driving
in the car with myself,
driving 95,
exactly
on a 55. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, oh, this is a good one.
I like Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares. You gonna say you don't know it, but you know you.
I don't know it, y'all. and this is where the differences come in. Go ahead, because there's a lot of stuff a lot of songs that I like that she likes, like stuff she grew up on, stuff that I used to listen to. But this stuff they be listening to now, whoo, child.
Really, Mom?
Go ahead. I'm just
you saying. Like a lot of my songs though.
I like Savage the remix.
I'm talking about like from any time. Like,
I know, like the songs that you grew up on listening to.
Oh yeah, Gangsta Music by Jeezy.
I don't know that.
It give you like some real hustler vibes. like when I'm working, it makes me like go hard. So yeah.
Okay.
If you like passing orders one day or so, and you like, let me put on some music, play that gangsta music.
Okay, I'm good.
Why y'all say you good?
I just said I'm good.
Oh gosh, what's
this? I used to like Jeezy, like when he first came out. What was the song that I used to listen to? Something about paper bags and something. I can't remember the lyrics. I can't remember the lyrics.
Okay, what's your top five books?
Of course, the Bible, because you can find anything about anything you're going through in life in there. So, definitely the Bible. Dr. Seuss. I can't even pick a favorite Dr. Seuss book, but you can't go wrong with Dr. Seuss. And yes, I still read children's books. There's always a kid around. And speaking of children's books, you know I love this one, Good Night Moon. Mm-hmm. Like every baby I know has gotten a Good Night Moon from me. Like it's like one of my all-time favorites. Favorite books. Oh, do you remember the book You Are Special?
Oh, yeah.
Max Licato. And it's all about, for those of you, I would recommend this book for anybody, for any kid, for any adult. It is such a great book. And it's all about how God made us special. Although the book doesn't use God, like the main character, I don't want to give too much of it. The main character is looking at himself compared to everybody else and how they're special, kind of similar to the Sneetches by Dr. Seuss, and how Sneetches with stars thought that they were better than the Sneetches who didn't have stars. Well, these the main character, the people in that book, like they had like dots, and the more dots you had, almost like sticky notes, the more dots you had, the better people thought you were. And he went to go see the maker. And the maker was telling him, I made you all special. It's a really good book. Like it could be, it's made like a kid's book, but it's a great message for adults too. And it's called You Are Special by Max Licato. I got one more. Oh, I cannot forget this. This book made me, inspired me to write, to start writing poetry when I was, like, in fourth or fifth grade, like, sixth grade. Give Me a Cool Drink of Water Before I Die by Maya Angelou. She inspired me to write, like, I used to go, I would check that book out at the library and take it back when it was due. Like, I'd read the whole book from front to cover, take it back when it was due, and check it back out. Until finally, I just didn't take it back.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't take it back. Like, and I don't know where it is. I'm sure your grandma probably threw it away after I moved. But that book like inspired me to write, and I started writing poetry myself when I was young, like after reading that book. And so yeah, I'm a writer because of Maya Angelou. And it was that book, Give Me a Cool Drink of Water Before I Die. So what are your top five books?
I would say Dr. Seuss also, because that's what I grew up on, basically. And I guess that's where I started reading. Next, I would say The Coldest Winter Ever. That was the first book that I ever, like, chose to read and enjoyed.
That's and where, that where'd started. You get it from? Where'd you get the book from? Yeah, that's in my top 10 for sure.
But yeah, I think that's where my love for reading started, because I didn't really enjoy reading, really, to be honest.
It used to drive me out. I used to have to threaten her to read.
Yeah, it was just like a chore or something. But then I started reading, like I found out what I liked to read, and then, you know, just went for my interest. Next, Behold the Pale Horse.
Say that again.
Behold a Pale Horse.
Oh, Behold a Pale Horse. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I actually just read this one. A friend recommended this. We were talking about it. The Miseducation of the Negro.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was like, oh yeah, okay, top five. And another friend recommended this one. I guess we were having a conversation too. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
How is that? Because I've heard somebody else talk about that or reference that.
Yeah, you need to read it.
Yeah, I heard somebody referenced it, and I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah. I think that was fine.
Now look at you reading. You know I love it.
I know. I was like, I know, right? I was telling Big that one day. I was like, I know my mama would be so proud. Like, but I don't think I'm reading for what she wanted me to be reading for, but I'm sure she'll still be proud.
Yeah, the fact that you're reading it is, like, dope to me. Like, you know how I am about books and words, and I absolutely love it. Like, I have other books that are, like, really good books, and, you know, some authors that, you know, that I could just read over and over again. But those were like, just like my top five. Like, you can't go wrong with those, even though, you know, most of them are children's books. Because you can't go wrong with I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. Anything Langston Hughes. Langston was the dude. Like,
I know I had a language arts teacher who used to love Langston Hughes. Oh, and she used to make it so animated. Oh, I used to love it. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is life.
Yeah, he is. He was just so dope, man. Like, okay, you know I can go on and on about books. Let's see. Let's talk about food. What are your top five foods?
Oh, I just like food.
I know. I do too. I can. I bet I know what some of yours are.
I would say the first is wings. Everybody who know me be like, I'm gonna turn into a chicken wing. Wings. Pasta, I think just pasta in general. Which I absolutely don't eat. But yeah, pasta. I I was gonna say enchiladas because that's what I get at the Mexican restaurant, but I just like Mexican food.
I thought that was gonna be number one.
Sushi and red velvet cake.
I knew all of those. I didn't think sushi was that high on your list, though. I know it's high on your baby's list, but I know.
Well, because they eat it, I feel like we eat it way more than I used to.
Okay. But the others I knew. I know how you are about Mexican and pasta and wings and red velvet cake. But I didn't know that about sushi. I didn't think sushi. I knew you liked it, but I didn't know it was like top five. Now I know it's in my baby's top five. He's been eating it since he was like three.
Yeah, because they eat it, we eat it a lot, like a lot, a lot. But what's
Okay.
yours?
Okay, so ice cream.
Oh yeah,
That considered a food?
for you, yes.
Y'all, I love ice cream. This is why I can't go vegan. Because I cannot give up ice cream. Like, okay, sorbet is good. That's all well and dandy. And, I'm not knocking, people who are vegan, on a plant-based diet, but I cannot give up ice cream itself. Like, I even make it, and it's so good.
Really?
I just love ice cream. Oh, I just love ice cream. And I like anything with chocolate in it, salted caramel, any chocolate fudge brownie. There's this place called Jackson's in Hollywood, Florida. And Jackson's plug, y'all. Here's a plug for Jackson's. If you're in Florida, check it out. They have this ice cream called Death by Chocolate. It's chocolate ice cream with hot fudge and chocolate chunks and chocolate covered almonds. Like, it just has so much chocolate in it. Like, it's called Death by Chocolate. And you can get it covered in their homemade chocolate hot fudge. Oh my God. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. I just.
I know we might need to have to take a trip after you just being out there.
I know. And I'm saying this too because I'm on an 18 day fast. I mean, I'm on day 18 of a 21 day fast. And I have not had any ice cream. It's so good,
That's
y'all.
good.
Oh, speaking of things that I can't have that I absolutely love, pancakes.
Oh yeah. I thought that was gonna be number one.
Oh my gosh, I love pancakes. Pancakes. Spaghetti. Like you, I like pasta. I like pasta in general, but I can eat spaghetti in red sauce with meat sauce and meatballs. And mushrooms every day, which is
Really?
crazy. Yes, I could eat spaghetti. And like, I don't grow tired of spaghetti. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could kind of tell. I knew that,
And Mexican, but especially tacos. Like you, I love Mexican food. I like burritos. I like tamales. I like tacos. I like rice. I like fried beans. Queso. Like, I love all that salsa. I love all that stuff. But I love, it's just something about tacos. Like, you tell me we having tacos, and I get excited. And I love tacos. Tacos, tacos. And then my number five, is the creme de la creme, German chocolate cake. German chocolate cake. I have a cousin and we fight over the German chocolate cake every Thanksgiving. And we didn't fight over the German chocolate. I actually saved him some. Did I tell you? It's in the freezer. I made my very first German chocolate cake myself from scratch this past Thanksgiving because of COVID. And because of I, you know, made the cake and took a picture of it and sent it to him. And then after my dear sister said I didn't have to, like, not make it anymore. Because remember that time I made the macaroni and cheese with the cinnamon? And she was like, you ain't got to do that no more. Well, when I made this German chocolate cake, she was like, I can't say that about this German chocolate cake. It's actually really good. So I sent him a picture of it and cut him a big hunk like we cut and put it in the freezer for him. So I froze it. So definitely German chocolate cake.
Okay. And we have one more.
What you got?
Oh, artists.
Ooh. You already know my number one. Ooh. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is my, like, all he, like, he is like the GOAT of entertainers. Like, he ain't like, wasn't like the best singer, but he was like the best overall entertainer. Like, he could act, he could sing. He was definitely a triple threat. He can act, dance, and sing. Like, but he was like the GOAT. Like, there is nobody, like, in my opinion, who compares to him. Michael Jackson, definitely number one.
Yeah, he's definitely the greatest.
Prince is number two. Because he was like a musical genius. Like, I can't even describe the insane lyrics and songs he's come up with. Like, he was just a genius. So that's Michael Jackson and Prince, definitely top two in my world of artists. And then, you know, I just said it earlier, I'm like a super fan. Jigga. H to the is O, B to the is A. Yeah. Definitely a Jay-Z super fan. Love me some Jigga. And who else? Ooh, little Cutie Pie. Remember we were riding and you were like, if we hear this song one more time. And I just, it was just like on repeat. And it, like that whole album, like over and 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 over through Bluetooth. Bruno Mars. Like, I love him. Like, I even love, like, his little Sesame Street song.
Really?
I love me some Bruno. Oh, my goodness. I love me some Bruno Mars. That's that. Michael Jackson, Prince, Jay-Z, Bruno Mars. I have to go with Stevie Wonder. Like, there's nothing Stevie Wonder can not, like, sing for me. Like, I love, like, the tone of his voice. Like, I just love Stevie Wonder and I like all his music. like from when he was younger up until, you know, he got older. I just like his music. So I'd say he rounds out my top five.
Okay.
What you got? Give me something good too, girl. That I can relate to. Let me see.
Well, you know my favorite is Luther. Anything Luther is okay with me.
Yeah, Luther is top 10. He was not top five. I know you love Luther.
I'll take Anthony Hamilton.
Anthony Hamilton is top five for you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that.
I have a lot of his music in my on my playlist.
I would have never known that.
Summer Walker.
Who is that?
Oh, Lord.
I'm serious. Who is that? You never even heard her.
She a singer, really well. And you know her music.
Do I?
Yes.
What she sing? Sing something.
The one, I think you asked me about it with Usher. And you were like, who is that with Usher?
Like the latest song Usher got? Oh, is that who that is singing with Usher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, for some reason, I thought it was like, what's the girl? I can't think of her name right now.
It's like the music to his, You Make Me Wanna. With it. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. But yeah, Summer. Okay.
Summer Walker.
I would say rapper. The Toxic King himself. Like, I hate to love him. Future.
You hate to love him.
Yes. It's like everything he comes out with is like, I don't know, but it's still recently. I think the last two songs he put out, I was like, okay. All right.
Okay.
But yeah, I thoroughly like his music. Like, he has a whole lot of music in my playlist. I don't know, because I be in different type of moods. Like, sometimes I'm like Summer. Oh, and Janae Aiko.
I have heard of her.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like her and Summer vibes. Sometimes I want to hear like trap music and I'm going to act like a dude and sit back in the car.
And vibe out like that.
Really?
Right. So I have my different moods.
You just tell the whole world that.
So that's it. Ma, you agree. That's why you said that. Because you're like, did she really just say that out loud? Yes.
I am like, did you really just say that out loud? That's what I'm saying. You just tell the whole world that. Like, I can't believe you said it out loud. But okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Is that five? That went quick. What about Snow Allegra? You don't like Snow Allegra?
Who?
Oh, God. She knew, Tia. You should know who that is.
Snow Allegra?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Look her up. And her.
Hey, I like her now.
Like, I wouldn't put them in top five, but Snow Allegra got some pretty dope music. And I love her. Is that all we got? That's all we got. That was fun.
Yeah. I'm like, at this point, they like, Noah's.
Yeah, they like, no, okay, y'all, but don't be like posting on social media like you really know us, because you don't really know us. We just telling you what we want you to know. You know, they do kind of know us if they know like our favorite foods.
Yeah, because I was listening to that, not the last episode, but the one before, I guess the last one of last season. And you said my name like 532 times.
Oh.
My actual name. I was like, okay. So yeah, y'all know us at this point.
Yeah, they do. It's okay. It's okay. Just don't think y'all know us.
Really?
You know how it's like you don't know us in real life? Like, you only, like celebrities. Like, we feel like we know them because we see them on TV.
Right, that's how they post it, though. Like, they know us. You just control how much they know.
Okay.
Gym. Where the sound effects, like, like, drop the gym.
Oh, mic drop.
Right.
All right, guys, that's all we have for today.
And we will see you guys back here on Monday, actually on Monday.
Yeah, like for real this time.
Right.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dear Mama Podcast. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you.
Bye. Bye.